I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas met with President Bush at the White House today. Abbas is eager to have the Bush administration pressure Israel to stop expanding Jewish settlements in the West Bank. He said that that's critical to a peace treaty between the Israelis and Palestinians. There has been little movement in the peace process since late last year. That's when Palestinians and Israelis promised to reach a deal before President Bush leaves office early next year. The World's Katie Clark has the latest.
Both President Bush and Mahmoud Abbas appeared optimistic this afternoon about the prospects of achieving a peace deal before a new U.S. president takes office. In welcoming Abbas to the White House, President Bush spoke of a future Palestinian state.
I'm confident we can achieve the definition of a state. I'm also confident it's going to require hard work.
For his part, Abbas wants a framework peace agreement in place by January, including timetables and specifics leading to the creation of a Palestinian state. Abbas has indicated that he wants to go further than the declaration of principles some Israeli officials have suggested. But the odds appear to be stacked against a peace deal coming under the Bush administration's watch. For one thing, the Israeli government is weak. For another, Abbas's authority in the Palestinian-held territories is limited. The militant group Hamas controls Gaza. Meantime, the humanitarian situation in Gaza appears to be worsening. The United Nations says it will be forced to suspend humanitarian work in the Gaza Strip by the end of today unless it receives fresh fuel supplies. More than 80% of Gazans rely on charity to survive. The UN helps more than a million Palestinians. A high percentage of those are children. John Jing heads the UN's efforts in Gaza.
We haven't been resupplied here since the 1st of April. We've been sounding the alarm bells over the last number of weeks, and that is where we are now. We at the UN have run out of fuel, as has the entire market here, affecting all municipal services and other public services, hospitals, schools, the whole lot.
Israeli sanctions have been blamed for the current crisis. Israel imposed those sanctions in an attempt to force Hamas to stop firing cross-border rockets at Israeli citizens. But a spokesman for the Israeli government, Mark Regev, says Hamas is deliberately preventing fuel from being distributed.
Today, as we speak, there's 1 million liters of fuel on the Palestinian side of the frontier waiting to be taken. And you have a situation where the Hamas regime in Gaza is deliberately holding up supplies for its own political reasons, which are difficult to understand.
The UN's John Jing has called on Israel to allow more fuel into the territory. But he says both Israel and the Palestinian authorities have a shared responsibility to get the fuel moving.
There is a dispute where the Palestinian Petroleum Company are refusing any longer to shoulder responsibility to decide who should get the inadequate supplies. They have said there's a level of supply that's needed for humanitarian operations in Gaza. It's not being met, and they have also put Israel on notice that it was becoming more and more difficult for them to decide, and it's not their responsibility.
Meantime, President Bush is hedging his bets that Israelis and Palestinians can work out matters on their own. Mr. Bush will fly to the region next month to help celebrate the 60th anniversary of the founding of Israel. On that trip, he's expected to visit Saudi Arabia and Egypt. The president is trying to drum up support among Arab leaders to endorse an interim statement on the Palestinian-Israeli peace process. Mr. Bush hopes to have some progress to point to as his term in Washington winds down. For The World, this is Katie Clark.
You can find out more information about the situation in Gaza and the conflict between Israel and Hamas at theworld.org.